First of all, could you spell your first and last name so I have that accurate?
No problem. Nathan, Nathan.
Okay.
Bigler, Bigler.
Oh, okay. So it is with an I, not an E.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great. And you're 29, is that right?
I'm 30 now.
You're 30. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And where did you grow up? Where were you raised?
I was raised in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
But I was born in Utah, and I moved back to Utah when I was 21.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Very good. And you attended UVSC, is that right?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was in the ROTC program there.
Oh, okay. And did you graduate from UVSC?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What was your degree in?
Integrated studies.
Integrated, okay.
Yeah.
And that was a bachelor's?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you're married, is that right?
I am.
What's your wife's name?
My wife is Erin, E-R-I-N.
I'm sorry, what is it?
E-R-I-N.
Oh, okay. Erin, okay. And do you guys have any kids?
We have 3 kids.
Okay. What are their ages?
Have a 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay.
Two-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
And our baby is a month old.
Oh, gee. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say I was at home when she was born.
Oh, you were. Oh, good. Good.
Yep.
Okay.
It was great.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably missed out on that, but it's good to hear that you were home for that. Now where is your family now?
My family's in Georgia because okay. That's my post. I'm stationed at Fort Benning.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what is your home unit? Is that different than the unit you're attached to now?
No, that's my home unit. 3rd Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm in the 115 Infantry Battalion.
Okay. Okay. The 115 Infantry Battalion, is that right?
Yes. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And how long have you been in the Army or in the military?
I was in the National Guard in Utah for a couple of years. So
oh, okay.
I've been in the Army for 4 years next month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I've just been active duty for a couple of years.
Okay. 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 And so what prompted you to join the military?
Well, I had thought about it ever since high school.
Okay.
Been interested in it, and then I had talked to recruiters a couple times.
Uh-huh.
And then I actually had dropped out of college when my daughter was born. It was just I was working full time.
Uh-huh.
And when I talked to a recruiter again, well, in fact, I talked to a recruiter, but then I was invited out to a live fire with a field artillery unit there in Utah,
uh-huh.
in Spanish Fork.
Uh-huh.
And I was just really impressed. I had a lot of fun. I thought they had a really cool job, so I enlisted in 2004.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I just saw a lot of the options that the Army had for me.
Sure.
Uh-huh. By enlisting the Army, was actually it set me up to where I could get back into college and then have
uh-huh.
a career after that.
Oh, okay.
As
great.
An officer.
Great. Okay. And it says here that your MOS is a medical administrative assistant. Is that right?
That's right. I guess I usually say that I'm a medical platoon leader.
Oh, okay. 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 So what do you do? What are the main responsibilities with that job?
Well, I guess two main things. One thing is to advise the battalion commander on medical issues, and I'm responsible for the medical readiness of the battalion. We have about 900 soldiers, and you know, I make sure that they are immunized and have, you know, like medical and preventive medical equipment.
Sure.
But I also have a, I'm also responsible for a platoon of medics, and that they are the first responders at the platoon level for any emergencies or, you know, any wounds that soldiers get.
Sure.
So that's
sure.
been very cool. It's really fun, really cool to work with the medics. They're amazing.
Cool. Very good. And now I think you said this is your first deployment. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And when were you deployed to Iraq?
In March this year.
Okay.
So we've been here about 9 months.
Okay. Okay. And when, do you know when you'll be returning home?
Well, it's a 15-month deployment, so it should be in June.
Okay. And where in Iraq are you? It says on here, Cop Cleary.
Yes, it's a Combat Outpost is what COPS stands for. So Combat Outpost Cleary is a small post southeast of Baghdad.
Okay.
Where that's where our commander lives, and we have soldiers out there that. It's part of the strategy that we've had with the troop surge.
Uh-huh,
to get troops out into the towns closer to Iraqi people and closer to, where we have a better response to Iraqi communities.
Oh, okay, okay.
And
okay.
It seems to have been effective, you know.
Right.
We have two outposts down there, one for each of the towns in our area of responsibility.
Uh-huh.
And get to interact a lot with Iraqi people.
Really? Oh, cool. Okay. And did you say it's southeast of Baghdad or southwest?
Southeast.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually a place that's, I've actually Googled it. There's a place called Salman Pak.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where most of our operations are. And historically, it's got some kind of cool history. There's a 2,000-year-old palace down there that I've got to see.
Oh, really? Oh, neat.
You know, it's the cradle of civilization here.
Yeah, right. Interesting. So, what's the whole experience of the deployment? What's that been like so far? And is it different than what you expected or anticipated?
I think I'd been prepared pretty well. I had, you know, you talk to people about what their experience was like when they deployed.
Uh-huh.
And I think in a lot of ways it's like I expected. I think it's always a little bit surprising. I think one surprising thing is to be like face to face with Iraqi people. Because as a medical platoon leader, I've been able to coordinate with some of the civil affairs projects.
Uh-huh.
And, for example, last week, the civil affairs, it's a program in the Army to like help revitalize towns and and work with Iraqi organizations to like improve towns. So what the civil affairs did was they asked the director of a clinic in a small town what they needed. And they asked for a larger clinic. So civil affairs team coordinated. In the course of a couple months, they had Iraqi contractors build a clinic adjacent to the old one that they had been using.
Okay.
And then for the grand opening, we had the director there and some local leaders. They all showed up, and we brought a couple of American doctors, the Army doctors.
Right.
And we worked throughout that. After they did the ribbon cutting, we invited Iraqi people from the town to show up, and we had the three different doctors there, the Iraqi doctor and American doctors treat people for 4 or 5 hours. The civil affairs team was able to drop off a truckload of medicine for the clinic. So it was really cool.
Cool.
I mean, what I did, I stood at the gate and I helped kind of direct traffic. I stood out and, you know, invited the next group in. So I got to kind of visit with the people. And
cool. Neat.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Now, as part of your duties, do you go on any security patrols? Have you been in any hot spots at all?
Yes, that's the job. I mean, being at the outpost means you have to travel to the outpost sometimes, and ground convoy is, it's not completely a safe place. We have great equipment,
right,
though. I mean, I always feel really confident in what we travel in. We got our armored vehicles, and you know, it hasn't
sure
been too eventful. I don't travel as much as some of the infantry soldiers that are out there every day, but
right,
yeah, I spend some time on the road.
Sure. You know, we keep on hearing lately in the news here that the violence is down to its lowest level since the war began. Are you seeing any of that, or getting a sense of that where you are?
We've seen that. I mean, I track the soldiers who are injured in attacks, and we did have some soldiers that were hurt and killed in the beginning of our deployment. And it's not the soldiers don't get hurt anymore, but the incidence of that has dropped a lot. And I know that our battalion, our brigade, is really aggressive about, finding the people who are trafficking in weapons, and we've arrested a lot of people. We work with the Iraqi security forces we do joint patrols, and they've arrested a lot of people and found just piles and piles of weapons to
wonderful
that we've destroyed. So it's made a difference.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Great.